This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So we're doing the live show. And did you see I look out and Maggie Q is there. With her, like, her head back and her mouth open like she's snoozing during the show. She's just like having a snooze. But then I talked to her after the show. I come over and she explained she was frozen in a laugh.
Oh, yes.
She was having a big laugh and she froze in laugh position from the bigness of the big laughy.
Let me clear it up for myself just so I can picture it.
Yes. It looked like a snooze.
It certainly did.
Yeah.
But she's laughing and the laugh's so big.
Mm-hmm.
That what happened to her body is it got froze.
It got froze in laughing.
Like in that movie.
Which?
Weird Science.
Yes. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. I'm Hayes Davenport. I'm here with Sean Clements. And Sean would like to wish you a...
What up, what
thank
up.
Thank you. We have this little game that we like to play sometimes on the show. In this town, it sometimes seems very big, but it's actually very small. And what happens in a small town, you know, when you go out on the street, you meet a lot of the same people over and over again.
So we play a little game called That's Wheelie Interesting.
Yes, the game is called That's Wheelie Interesting because the central component is a wheel that we spin, and it's got the names of everyone we've ever met on it. And it lands on a certain person, and we explain how we met that person. We tell the story of how we met
exactly
that person.
Exactly.
And
Hayes.
So, Sean, would you like to do the honors of spinning the wheel, and you spin the wheel, and you do it for me just to start the game? It's digital.
Okay, and now
it's digital.
And now, okay, it's
component.
Digital, and I'm getting ready to spin it now. I've done all my stretching. I've limbered up. And I have programmed my back. I got this new electronic back implant, and I have a little computer that I program it with when I'm going to do a big physical exertion, and now I'm ready to spin.
Hello.
Nothing to fear but fear itself. E equals MC squared. Ding! Dev Patel.
Well, Dev was, it's funny that it landed on him, actually. Dev was doing Newsroom in New Orleans. They shoot that down there.
Yeah.
And I was there, too, to have a big party. Like, I was going to have a big parade.
Did you not know Dev before Newsroom?
No. Well, before that, you don't remember, he was sort of a street rat.
Mm.
And then... you know, that wasn't a time that I was associating with him. Did you know him when he was a street rat?
Yes, I think I paid him to steal a carton of cigarettes from me.
Mm. Boy, did you say that?
Mm.
Boy,
Fetch me those cigarettes.
I said, boy or girl, I can't even tell. He had a big mop of hair. I hate when people have long hair.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they are.
You see them from behind.
A man.
You see them from behind and you approach them.
Frequently with sort of a Randy gait.
Right. With your hands out and like sort of curled up to like pinch their bottoms.
Mm.
Yeah. And then they turn around and you're both men.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see how that would be stressful for you. You paid him to steal something for you?
Mm.
A pack of cigarettes?
A carton, yes.
Oh, a carton. Those are much more expensive.
Yes, well, he's so small, he could jump over the counter and sort of climb his way up the little... Anyway.
Yes.
You were in New Orleans. I just was surprised you didn't know him already.
I was in New Orleans, and I had heard that there was someone there who knew a genie that I could... potentially get a wish from. So I go to the set, and Dev meets me, and he says, hey, you know, I heard you're looking for a genie, and will you just rub this? And he holds out what I think was his phone. He just extends his phone, and he has, like, the light app. The flashlight app going, and it's dark, so it does sort of look like a real lamp, but when I was feeling it, it was definitely a phone. And I rub it, and some voice, I don't know if it was his or somebody else's, but it starts going like, ooh, welcome the genie. And then I don't see any genie, but he says that it is there. And he says, I'll prove to you that the genie's here. Genie, knock that book off the shelf. And the book does fall off the shelf when he does that. But it's also got like a big rope tied to it. The book has like a huge rope attached to it. It's going to his hand.
Right.
And I don't know if that's for
you
something.
You think he pulled the rope?
I don't
think,
know. Yeah. I don't know. It could have been that he was just holding the rope and the genie knocked it
over. Well, and can I say, if you did have a book that was flying off the shelf a lot and sort of had a mind of its own, you may want to put some
just
kind
so
of rope on
keep
it so
track
you don't
of it
lose it.
And it doesn't fly away.
Because you don't know when you leave the room where that book's going to be unless
yes.
you somehow fastened it.
Yes. And well, at that point, I was sort of skeptical that the genie is real.
Fair.
And so he says that he knows my past as a genie. Like, he can tell me something about my past.
Yeah, Hayes, we know what genies are.
And so
go ahead, though. Yeah.
I say, okay, sure. And he starts telling me about how I had a grandma, which
that's
true.
That's pretty uncanny.
It is definitely
true.
I
never knew that about you.
And he described her as an old lady.
Wait, is this?
Yes,
this
that
is
was
real?
Also true. Yes, that is real. So he said, I had a grandma who's an old lady.
Hayes, why didn't you tell me that?
I just had never come up before.
Yeah.
And so the fact that he would know that did sort of sell me on it. And so I wish for a girlfriend. And the genie goes, okay. And then the little light.
Rest in peace, Don Pardo.
And then the little light goes out, and I have to pay, you know, it's Dev's genie, so I have to pay him $400,000 for a wish from the genie. But then I did get a girlfriend. I met Carrie Ann like 2 months after that. And then we started dating like 3.5 years after that. So that's how, and now, you know, naturally, Dev and I are very close, and I'm rubbing on that genie. I'm wishing on that genie like I'm a wishing fool these days.
I bet you feel a little silly for doubting him.
Yes, I do. Mm. Because if he doesn't look like me, I mean, it's a lesson about judging people because they sort of look different.
Yes, because he's so thin.
Okay.
Well, do you want to spin the wheel for me?
Yes, I'll spin the wheel.
Boom.
okay, I went off in a race car and I came back to get my spinny stick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now I'm going to do the real spinny. Featuring Brian Baumgartner. Oh, the wheel landed on Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin from The Office. How did you meet Brian?
Brian. Oh, no. Okay. Am I really going to tell this? I guess I have to, right? That's mm-hmm. the rules of
that's really, really interesting.
That's really interesting. So, well, you can probably guess Brian and I have a decent amount in common. We have some common interests.
Sure.
One of those being authentic Kansas City barbecue.
Yeah. What's the difference? Is it the rub?
Yes. It's a dry rub on the Kansas City barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
It's not saucy. And all these saucy barbecues mm-hmm. that have come out here and that are all through the Southwest, mm-hmm. I just can't really get on board because it's so messy.
And it's not real. It's fake.
Number one, it's fake. And I think that goes without saying. But number two, I'm sorry. I like to dress nice when I go to barbecue. I wear a tux with tails, and I don't want to be getting sauce all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's a powder on my ribs that's kind of a nice dry rub that's been pushed in there, and then they heat it on the charcoal.
Yeah. Is that for a short time or a long time?
No, not a short time. Oh, haze.
Well, I don't know. This Hayes. Is you and Brian's thing. I don't know.
It is me and Brian's thing. Yes, Hayes. No.
So it is a short time?
No, it's not a short time.
How long? Like 10 minutes?
Hayes, no.
Well, I don't know.
Well, that's become quite clear. It's a long time, Hayes.
Oh.
I'm talking about slow cooking some of these ribs.
Oh.
Anyhow, I'm, you know, passing through Kansas City, and I'm down there for a festival. It was not a film festival, but a barbecue festival.
Mm.
That's right, barbecue. So I'm down there, and I sit down at the judge's table to be a judge of what's the good food. And I say, hey, who's the other judges on this thing? And they go, well, Emeril.
Mm.
And I go, try again. I'm not going to sit next to that hockey puck.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not a real guy.
Yeah.
He's fake.
He's like plastic.
He's faker than those saucy barbecue restaurants I mentioned.
Yeah. Like a hockey puck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what's so...
A hockey puck to you is like a fake baseball.
Yes. Because you could barely even throw it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't use it on the grass.
No.
It's like doing an imitation of a sports thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a liar. I mean, a hockey puck is a liar. And that's what Emeril is. Because what a hockey puck says is, have fun with me, play a game. But what it really means is, oh, by the way, make sure you don't take me to the park with your kids because you're going to look like a real fool. And now Emeril pretends all the time that he's kicking things up a notch and he's bamming things. But do you know he's not even doing that? So anyway,
yeah.
They have a pretty large chair there for Emeril, but now they can't use him. So who's a big guy that's going to be able to fill this chair?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think it was?
well, I would think it was Brian. The story is about Brian.
Brian. It was Brian. Brian Urlacher, yes.
Okay.
Now, Brian Urlacher is very good friends and was actually college roommates with a little guy who acted on The Office that I think you are not going to be surprised to hear who this is.
Is this Brian Baumgartner?
Creed Bratton.
Oh, it was Creed.
So
Brian Urlacher is friends with Creed.
That's right. So me, Urlacher, and Creed all go out after the big barbecue festival, and we're tying one on, and they go, man, you know who would have loved this barbecue?
Yeah.
I go, who, Brian Baumgartner? Because I'm friends with him, you know?
Yeah, you'd already met him a long time ago.
Yeah, this is, am I supposed to tell him when I met him?
Well, yes, but this is also a good story.
Oh.
I'm happy to hear the end of this story. If this is the interesting one.
Oh, it's kind of not. I mean, you know, being honest, we just went out for a couple drinks and then, Urlacher almost got in a fight, but he didn't.
Uh-huh. So this is a less interesting story than how you met Brian Baumgartner.
Oh, when I met him, that's a crazy story. When I met Baumgartner,
uh-huh.
Ooh, me and the bomber. That's a crazy one.
Do you want to tell that one, or did you already tell your story?
Well, I'm kind of all storied out now. I mean, because when I met the bomber, you know, it was like, and the reason I call him that is because we defuse a bomb on Air Force One.
Mm-hmm. That's why you call him the bomber?
Or at the time... We thought it was Air Force One. I mean, that's how crazy it gets. And it was, because of technology, it wound up not being that. But, yeah.
Did you ever find out what it was?
Oh, gosh. It was a big condor, like a bird. It was just a huge one.
But it did have a bomb on it?
Well, okay, so this is why I call him the bomber. It didn't.
You call him the bomber because he thought he was defusing a bomb on a plane.
We both did.
Yeah.
We both thought that at the time. So anyway, yeah, the story, I met him. But that whole, I mean, even getting to Air Force One.
Mm-hmm.
The whole
security
thing
is real. Yeah, security is really tight.
It was a huge ordeal, and we had different identities and all this stuff. That's a good story. I have to do that one sometime. That one's good. Yeah, but he loves barbecue. I mean, I thought that's what you asked me. Am I wrong? I thought you asked me if he likes barbecue. Kansas City, the real
I might time. Have. I do. I think this is my fault. I'm not sure exactly what I did wrong, but
yeah,
I accept responsibility for you accidentally telling the wrong story.
Yeah. Creed has kind of an interesting birthmark, but that's not really a story.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you want...
It looks like an anvil. It's like on his hip.
We have an interesting... thing that we're doing today, a little change of pace. Usually what we have in here is famous celebrities. We want to sort of flip the script. Today we are having all three Earwolf engineers in the studio as our guests, so they can be the celebrities today for a change.
It's a way to give back a little bit. It's
yes.
It's an Earwolf-iversary here. Mm-hmm. 4 years of... podcast or something, and we want to, it's sort of a make-a-wish thing for the engineers.
And it should be a very nice thing for us to do. Coming up on Hollywood Handbook.
So I'm talking to her, and I'm kind of keeping her there for a little while, and so I go, Julie Bowen, one cool thing you can say if you ever get hit with a water balloon is, oh, thanks, I was hot anyway, to play it off. And she goes like, I guess that's a good tip. Boom, smash, she gets hit with a friggin' water balloon right in the head. And it didn't break.
But did she remember to say?
Well, yeah. I mean, she remembered what I told her, but it didn't, you know, it bounced off her head and then it didn't. It broke against a rock.
Well, like, it's
so
still
she didn't
is,
get wet from it.
Right. But when it's hitting her, it still is a little cold.
Yeah. I should have said that to her.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood.
What up, what up?
And Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names of the Red Carpet Linebackers of this industry we call showbiz. Doing things a little bit differently today. What we like to do normally on the show.
We get a superstar.
A little bit ago, we like to bring in a superstar to talk about the business and
we
being
get a superstar
celebrity. Normally. And they talk about being a success.
Yes.
And you think about trying to do the opposite of that, doing things not just a little bit differently, but as differently as you could possibly do them. What do you do?
Literally, if the show was a human, we'd be turning it inside out and showing mm-hmm. you the inside guts.
Mm-hmm.
And if, like, as if you're a, and if you're not a medically trained doctor, it could make you feel pretty sick.
But isn't that a treat for the guts?
Yes.
Who don't normally get to be seeing them.
Yes, and we do want to do something to say thank you to the guts because mm-hmm. even though your guts can look gross, mm-hmm. they actually are making your body work.
And so what we're doing today is we're having the engineers from Earwolf, all three engineers are being on the show, and now it's their turn. It's sort of like the Bat Kid thing. It's their turn to be heroes. We have Engineer Brett.
Hello.
And
here we go.
Engineer Sam is Hello. Here. Just wait until I'm done and then you say. Engineer Sam is here.
Hello.
And Engineer Cody.
Baba Booey.
Now, okay.
Cody. We've asked you.
Now, that is the specific thing that we told you not to say.
You said you were going to do it before the show, which, by the way, it's... You shouldn't do that.
And
it's
not
surprising.
And you have a little impish smile, and that I really don't like because it seems like you're not learning your lesson. You think you got one over on us, but you did not.
You didn't get one over on us, and we're not going to have you do that anymore.
And now you're in big trouble.
Yes, and your punishment is being decided unless you straighten up and fly right for the rest of the episode.
And your mic is cut off until we decide to turn what your punishment is. So we'll focus on Brad and Sam.
That's probably a good idea.
And what is it? And what's it like to sort of be on the other side of it? To be sitting in a different chair?
Are you freaking out?
I am a little nervous. I would normally be excited to be asked to be a guest on a show, but I mean, the introduction alone—it was just like, here we go. I'm gonna get shit on for an hour.
Oh, I think we'll do 40 minutes at most. Just
and
because
Brett, I actually
not.
Think that's a really ridiculous attitude to approach this with because you're sitting what? In a chair where you look at the other people who have sat there. It's like it's sort of a big deal, Brett. And are you saying that like someone like
so
I mean, imagine like
that.
Ben Schwartz coming in here and being like. Putting on this whole like tough guy act and saying like I don't even want to be here because like I don't even think that like oh you guys aren't even treating me the right way like or would he do what he actually did which is show up and put on a great show
yeah and he was I have no problem with Ben Schwartz he was totally cool
well
no one
why are
does
you,
Brett why are what you, are you talking about we're saying he didn't act like what you're acting like and it's not nice. And if he had done that, then he probably wouldn't be on House of Lies anymore. But and if you ever want to be on House of Lies, then just
don't.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Doesn't want to be on House of Lies.
He comes to you and he says, "Do you want to be on House of Lies?" And you say, yeah. "No, I don't."
We've got an Engineer Brett character this season. He says he's gonna, bring Don Cheadle a hamburger sandwich, and so that's the arc that they pitch for you, and you go, "Oh no, I gotta play with my Tonka trucks."
Fucking forget it.
That's you. I mean, unreal.
Sam, what do you think?
Sam. He asked you a question.
Is my ban on talking into the mic lifted for this?
Well, that is actually something that we should probably address. because you do get to be a guest. That's for sure.
Okay.
Well, sorry. I just said we're deciding. He does definitely get to be a guest.
Yeah.
But as part of that, does that supersede the existing ban on speaking on the show?
Well, I mean, what's the other option? Do we have him just tell Brett?
What if it's only questions? What if he's answering questions and we ask him a question and he's answering the questions?
Okay.
Okay.
Does he have a word limit on that, or
was that some sort of Twitter joke?
Brett's become something of a tweetster recently, and he's always looking at it when he should be maybe looking at the levels.
And this was supposed to be a nice thing. And I would still like it to be.
Reward.
Can we wipe the slate kind of clean right
well,
now?
Well, yes, I would love to. I'm not the one who was scribbling all over the slate slurs about Ben Schwartz.
And let's start over, and it's a reward, and you said you didn't like him, and we remember that, and we won't forget that. It's a reward to be doing this. And you didn't like that we introduced you by saying you're not superstars. Apparently, you feel like you're more famous than frigging Jordan Morris and a lot of the other big names we've had in here.
You said I was like intestines or something, guts. I mean that.
And the idea that it's bad to be guts. When
I said guts is good. They look gross, but they actually make a body work.
Yes.
You did say that.
When imagine being without guts. Would you like that? I don't think so.
Okay.
Doctors get paid a lot of money to do stuff with guts.
Yes.
So if you think about that, you know. Now, Sam, here's a question. What do you think about all this?
I love it. I'm lucky to be here, considering how badly I started.
Badly?
Badly.
And now you did misspeak, and that's true. And now I suppose the ban comes up for review. He did say a strange word. Brett points out he did it in sort of a snarky way, but he is factually correct.
Brett had a good point, but he made it in a mean way.
See, that's what I wish you guys would recognize sometimes, is that
I just did recognize it, Brett! What do you want me to do? I just said it!
All right. Okay.
Oh, hang on. No, Brett's right. I think I got a parade here in my pocket. Yeah, that's right. Brett noticed something, so I'm going to go ahead and
here
get this
comes the parade.
Parade out of my pocket.
It was a middle finger.
It was my middle finger. It wasn't a parade after all. So I guess what
happened... Well, Brett, I would love to hear your reaction to that.
At this point, I feel like I'm numb to it.
I was hoping. You got freaking roasted.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, Brett doesn't even care.
You're knocking over headphones.
They shouldn't be there.
I bought these chairs.
They shouldn't be near the chair that I'm
Cody!
Cody.
I forgot that you're an engineer and you know how to...
He's hacked into the system.
Cody, stop saying nonsense words into the show.
Cody, do not do like in that movie Virtuosity where then you sort of become inside the system and are able to say whatever crazy word you keep saying.
I'll let you say it one more time and then you have to stop for the rest of the show.
Baba Booey.
Okay, that's it.
That is it, Cody.
Now, let's talk about... We'll just do it like we would do with any other guest.
Great.
On the show.
Okay.
And so...
Yes.
Tell
it's
us
different because of who you guys are, but...
Tell us about... Do you have a family?
Yes, I have a family.
No, you don't.
Sam.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
For the sake of this exercise, tell us about your family.
Okay. I grew up in the Bay Area. I have two siblings, older brother, older sister. I have two parents.
Give it a little. You've seen people do like a podcast, and so give it a little.
Yeah, but generally you don't ask them this question, though. I don't know how
we
to
always ask
it
this with, question.
Is this Bay Area thing like supposed to be some kind of gay joke?
No, it was just a fact that that's where I'm from.
I actually like those guys, so we don't make fun of them on here.
Too. I mean, they're just people. You might like them or not.
No, you should like them.
You're supposed to like them, and I actually don't appreciate the attitude of like you might like them or not.
I mean, isn't
that's
that,
not very evolved.
Isn't that the actual fair? I mean,
well, no, I actually don't think it is to say it's people
like
who
some straight people.
Well, if you are looking at civil rights and you're saying like black dudes, you're saying like, oh, well, you might like them or not. Not my business. I'm staying at home while people are getting all blasted and wet
from a that fire was, hydrant.
Right. I mean, there were worse things going on then.
Oh, to, please, Mr. Then, History Boy.
Then fire hydrants.
Oh, that great. Was, here's the movie, I mean, History okay. Boys again.
Okay.
And now Brett has been trying to get us to watch History Boys. After
show.
The podcast, he keeps begging us, hey, guys, if you don't have anything right after we're done recording, can you watch History Boys with me? And now here we go again.
What about – talk about your job doing this, doing our show.
Okay. I
Well, now I
out.
Think it – don't you think it's fair if – Sam gets
okay,
to talk
yeah,
a little
Sam,
bit.
Okay, yeah, Sam, please.
Sam,
okay.
Don't you think that's fair for Sam to
I know
to
it's
talk
the Brett show.
I'll just
but
say
I would love-
I'm lead engineer. I'll just say that. And you guys sometimes treat me as if I'm not lead.
Well, I've asked Jeff Ulrich what that title actually means, and he actually said that it's not really that meaningful of a title.
And
it's
also,
really not that meaningful, but...
To be like lead engineer...
You admitted it!
It's like
basically, so I'm saying it's okay to go through me and then to Sam.
But isn't it fair to let Sam talk now? I mean, yeah. God, lead engineer is like being like the world's fattest skinny guy.
Yeah. It is like being the world's fattest skinny guy.
Okay, Sam, answer the question, I guess. I don't even know what it was.
It was talk about your job doing our show.
It's great. I love it. There's some pros, some cons. Brett makes everything go through him, which is... demeans me. Like every email says Sam, comma, I work for lead engineer Brett. But I get to meet comedy idols. It's good.
So Brett's a mean boss.
Well, not necessarily. It's just a lot of unnecessary
stuff. I just want credit.
Stuff.
That's all I'm asking for.
But a lot of this stuff is things that he's not there for. Every outgoing email comes from like Sam at Earwolf under lead engineer Brett.
That's not interesting. When he says talk about doing the show, he means talk about us.
Yeah. Well, yes, doing our show.
That's what people want to hear.
And that side of your job. We know Brett's a mean boss.
We know Brett's a mean
that's why
boss. We know that you have to do emails.
Eventually going to destroy him. But for now, talk about what's doing our show and that's like.
It's great. Mm-hmm. I've met a lot of new people in the forums. Everyone loves you.
Mm. Everyone is loves you.
Yeah, no one treats me badly. It's great.
Oh, Sam. And now it seems like
why.
This is what it seems like to me is that you liked the attention you were getting the first time you said it, and now you're being a bad baby.
Shit.
And it almost makes me want. It almost makes me want to ask Cody what his take on all this is.
Yes, I would actually be interested in to hear sort of Cody's side of the story. So if we could turn Cody's mic up for a second.
Baba Booey.
Oh, Cody!
Cody! Enough! It was funny the first time, okay? And I know I got mad, but I can admit it is funny once to say something silly and crazy. And even I've been guilty of that before. I've said a crazy word.
It is a funny sound.
Yes, whatever it is. But
this many times,
enough.
Now it's gotten absurd.
And now it's at the point where it's actually very disrespectful and it's making me want to take away some of your privileges.
And guess whether your mic is off. It is.
Yes, it is for good.
Now, Brett.
Yes.
What?
You can edit that out.
How big of a treat? What's the biggest treat?
Yes, what's the biggest treat?
About being here right now.
Mm-hmm. Because think about it, Brett. You're supposed to be an engineer. When you think about it, you're supposed to be an engineer, Brett. When you think about it, you're supposed to be the engineer and you get to be a guest.
How many engineers ever get to do that? None.
Think about that, Brett. You're supposed to be an engineer.
Okay?
And you get to be the guest today. You are the guest of the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing?
And isn't it?
There's
nice?
Only, we're not doing any other guests except the engineers today. You're the only guest for the whole
yes.
show.
Well, the biggest treat then is being here, being able to voice my opinion.
Yes, you get to talk about your opinions, what you were saying about Ben Schwartz and black people.
I didn't.
And gay,
and that's totally, what you've chosen totally to use this platform you have now for.
And we're finding out a little bit why a lot of engineers aren't guests, because a lot of them are making fun of gay guys, even though those guys are actually great. They're making fun of black people, even though those guys are actually equal. And they're making fun of Ben Schwartz, even though he's actually on House of Lies. And it seems like you don't realize that.
Any of those things. Can we just, like, kind of start over with me? I feel like it's just, I didn't do any of that.
You want another clean
slate?
Clean slate?
We'll do a clean slate, I think you deserve it to have the middle finger stay up there on the record.
The whole time.
And so the middle finger, you're still getting a middle finger. And just,
I see it. I see it, Sean.
And that's a reminder. And B, thank your lucky stars, Brett. You're not getting a super finger right now.
What's a super finger?
Don't even ask,
please,
Brett. Because you truly do not want to know what a super finger is.
Do you want that kind of heat coming
in. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Put your mic on.
Put your mic on.
And tell him whether you know what a super finger is. Because, trust me, you do not want to.
I remember something that was like a big Dan Cook's.
Oh, yes. Mascot. Oh, so it's you do Cook know bit? What yeah. it is.
Okay, so
oh,
you may
sounds like you do
a
know a little bit.
Very clear idea what the super finger is.
Yes. So
and
you
Brett's
know.
Brett's pretty close to finding out, too.
What it means when you get one straight to the dome.
Are you about to do it? You're like backing up a little bit.
Well, you don't want me to get a head start on it. I'll tell you that much.
I kind of do. I have no idea what it is.
Please,
is it just
with enough
fingers?
Of a wind up, a super finger would end you.
Wait, what did you just say?
Is it just two middle fingers?
What do you mean just? Is it just two middle fingers? Is it just twice as bad as the original one?
That doesn't even make sense.
Is it only
being called super finger and then it's two
because it looks like one big one, Brett.
Oh, so you put
when
it
you
together
do it, it looks
like
one massive one. No, it looks nothing like what you just did.
No, it's not Sorry, that.
It's not connecting your two middle fingers on both hands. It's doing it with one hand.
I knew that's what he thought.
So it looks like one big one.
Please, Brett.
Act like you know what it is.
Okay.
You don't even deserve one.
I don't deserve
one. You're not worth it.
You're right.
Because it's hard to do.
I don't feel like I
Because it's hard to do and it does.
You have to use your other hand to
kind of. It hurts my hand. And so that's the main reason
you have to kind of bend
one.
Your fingers into shape, and you're certainly not worth the time. Brett, who are some of the best people you've met?
Best people I've met. Mm-hmm. Well, you two, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Go on.
I really like this show. I've been a big fan for it for a long time.
Oh, wow.
And see, I can't even
You
see.
Were murdering but, Sam when he misspoke. And now you go, I've been a big fan for it of a long
you
time.
You did crush Sam. And
you
now
murdered
and
him.
And now Sam gets to crush you.
And now with your own Sam? Weapon, it's been turned against you.
Sam, turn up your mic.
Yeah.
Super loud.
Okay.
And use Brett's own blade to slit his throat.
Okay.
And use his hand. And say,
oh,
you're,
what was
and
that
say
you said?
You're slitting yourself.
Oh, what was that word you said?
That was good, Sam.
That was good, yeah.
You did a really good job.
Him. And what
yes.
and what Brett's
you really
learning,
took it to him. And,
what Brett's learning is when you point a super finger at someone else, there's three super fingers pointing back at you. And that is an important lesson.
Yes,
Okay, best people I've met. Sinbad coming in the other day was great. That was awesome.
Yes.
Sinbad coming the other day?
Yes.
Okay, well, Sam, let's not.
Sam, take it easy and go outside for 5 minutes.
Tenacious D came in the other day. That was a lot of fun.
What did they? They were coming in to do our show, but we weren't here?
It wasn't for this show. It was for Comedy Bang Bang. Yeah.
Ooh, cool. Oh, I love that show. How they do the...
Richard Simmons came in once.
Wait, I'm not done. How they do the riddles and the... And, like, what do they do?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't even know. They do the one with the riddle. They do...
They do TV.
They do, yeah, they do the TV.
Do you want to know? Because I work on that show all the time.
Yeah. What is some of the stuff they do?
Yeah, what is
they
it?
They do, like, Would You Rather.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they
Riddle
do.
Riddle Me This.
Yeah, that's the one. They do that one.
It's a lot of fun, actually. What Am I Thinking? That's a good one. They haven't done that in a long
How's
time.
How's that one go? We can play that.
Yeah, I know that.
If it's
know
so that great and we like it so much, how's that one go?
I'm great at it.
Yeah.
You know how to play it?
If you like it so much, let's play. Yeah, everyone
All
loves
right,
it.
Let's play
It's
it.
Not like only one person can play that game. Anyone
it's true.
Can play
Anyone
it.
Can do it. They don't own that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you start out by saying, how do you start? You just start by throwing out a random word,
one,
right?
Two, three. No, no. Yeah. You on the count of three, we would each say one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so you guys are going to do it, or does everyone do it at once?
Sure.
Okay, fine. We'll do it right now.
Okay.
Sam, are you in it?
Yeah, Sam, yes.
Sam, get back in here.
Sam can be in it, too, and we just say...
What about Cody?
Yeah, Cody's in it, too. And so Sam counts down, and we just say a word?
I'm familiar with it. We each just say one word?
Yeah, so you count down.
You say one word. We'll just do it. Sam, you'll catch on.
Okay. Then you associate with that word for the next word. Sorry.
Sam's going to catch on.
I just don't think he'll get it.
Okay. Who's counting?
I'll do it.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Mababooey.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Wait, Brett, what did you say?
Yeah, what'd you say, Brett?
I said carnival.
No, not carnival, Brett. Come on.
Yeah, that
did
was...
Everyone...
that word was bad. Cody's in big trouble. Sean, you're okay.
I think I got this infected by whatever Cody's got.
And so what's happening now?
So... Two people said Baba Booey. I said carnival.
Yeah.
Sam didn't say anything.
I got nervous.
I don't even know what you said.
That's I said better. Mad. I'm supposed to say...
You said mad?
Yes, it's what I'm thinking.
That's better than getting nervous than doing what you did. Carnival? What is that?
I said the letter M hearing that, and then I just stopped.
Now Hayes is mad. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Cody
and Sean's infected.
I've been infected by whatever Cody has. Some sort of... Now I'm worried that it's some kind of illness he's got because I haven't heard him say anything other than that for a couple of days.
No. It's just that and the sneezing, which, give me a break.
So, I mean,
and
usually
so what
it
do
goes,
we do now?
Usually
what
it goes
happens
a little
now?
Faster than this.
But. Well, it's because you're not explaining what the next thing is.
I thought you knew. Okay, so the next thing is we take all those words in our minds and then we say another word that
connects
all of them together.
So are what's the common thread?
On the count
this
of three.
This is the game.
This is the game.
That
and then
the
you
game.
Win when you all say the same
when
word.
When everyone says the same word.
Okay.
It's pretty fun when you actually do it right.
Okay, so we want to find the thing.
Mad
that
carnival, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, and M, and then getting nervous.
You can't say any of those again. See, it has to be a new word.
Yes, of course.
Who's counting?
I'll do it.
Okay.
One, two, three. Carnival.
Baba Booey, Mad Carnival.
Okay. I just don't think
I did it. What did you say, Brett?
What did you say, Brett?
I said inappropriate.
Oh, God.
What?
You don't normally have to.
Well, that has nothing to do with any of the other words.
It was an inappropriate word to say.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's why I did it, because I thought all the other responses were inappropriate that last time.
Please.
And mine is putting all the words together. And what did you say?
I was willing to meet Brett halfway. I said carnival.
Yes, and so he said a different word.
That's against the rules, though. I thought we.
But he didn't
then
say.
Sam didn't say anything again.
I did. I said clown.
Oh. What does that have to do with Baba Booey or Mad?
It's like a angry clown who's at the carnival. His name's Baba Booey.
Okay.
I understand.
Does sound
and
like
Sam,
a
you're
clown
doing a
name
very
to you?
Good job.
Thank you.
Sam's really
and I wonder
crushing.
And I wonder if Sam should be lead engineer one of these days.
He but then be. What would I be? I would go even higher.
You'd be in a ditch.
You would go even higher? Yeah, right. You'd be even lower in the bottom of a ditch.
Hayes just said that.
So that's the real game.
That is the real game.
And
it's
people
not
like that
to,
show.
Well, and they haven't played it for a while.
And you're just saying words. What's the other one?
Riddle Me This. That's one that you were mentioning.
Yeah, it's the riddle one. And then what's the other one?
Would You Rather.
How's that one go?
Somebody generally somebody sends Scott something like on Twitter and a scenario, would you rather have like lobster claws or would you rather,
or you have to roll everywhere to get there, you gotta lie down and roll there, or would you rather have jelly from a jelly donut coming out of your fingers
and you just pick one,
or would you rather your head's a balloon and you're in outer space?
There's a discussion. You're able to ask him questions. He knows the answer to every question, and then you pick at the end.
Or would you rather you're a bunch of pancake batter, or do you want to? You'd rather you're a poster of a pancake batter. I mean, it's really nonsense. It really is because when you pick one, you don't get to do it.
It's nothing that would ever even happen.
Did you hear me?
That's true.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm following up on what you said. No.
And I'll even do one right now. Engineer Sam, so would you rather your whole body's just a bunch of honey? Or would you rather you got to live in a jar and your dad hits the jar with a hammer?
And he just picks?
I guess the honey.
You can ask questions, right?
You guess the honey? Yeah, okay.
And that's a whole game and that's it?
Oh. If I can ask questions, all right. If I'm the honey, I can still go about and do my day, like my daily things, right? I'm not in any sort of pain.
I mean, if your daily things is being honey.
Or if I'm in the jar, there's no limited air.
What is this? What's happening? This is what they do? That's the whole show? This is the entire show.
It's not the whole show. It's one segment.
There's more of this?
This is a show.
This is the main show.
It's the biggest show on this network.
That's the big show.
I mean, they get. I'm not going to go into the numbers, but.
They're doing.
Cody!
Not now, Cody. Not now.
He's controlling the system with his mind now.
I can see him. He's closed his eyes and he's inside the wires.
He's become so powerful.
Now.
I hate how powerful Cody's gotten. Can I just say that?
Everyone says that.
He's gotten extremely powerful, and I don't like it at all.
It's alarming. He's not even sitting here, and his voice keeps
piping.
He's
in the wires. I despise Cody. Now, let's do the...
Okay.
What's next?
We'll
do the popcorn gallery.
Are we already towards the end?
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
That's a show.
What you got? Okay, and so we do in the popcorn gallery and...
Wait, Hayes, what we just did, that would be a show.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm trying to ask that.
Sam, could you confirm that?
Do you know that show?
No, it's much shorter than a normal show.
Well, that's it. Like, it's a long that?
They do more of that?
It's just more of that show?
You meant of this show. This is shorter of this show.
No, Sam. We're saying the thing that we did before with the game.
Would you rather be a styrofoam cup or your grandpa's a tissue box?
And that's the whole other show, the comedy show?
Oh, no, there's a whole bunch more. They have a guest and they talk.
Well, that's part of the thing. I mean, I don't think that they're just doing it silently, playing the games. I know there's a guest and they're talking, but that's what they talk about. They talk about, would you rather like have a beard or like a drink of water?
Well, they do the same things, but it goes on because the people can do it better. Like, I feel like I feel like the guests
better than you.
Can make
that's
the
right.
game going.
Ben Schwartz is great at it.
Yeah,
he's
like
been
a bunch.
Oh, now you're
long.
Sucking up to him. Now you're sucking
well,
up to him because you know you've
been on
a bridge.
He's definitely not listening anymore, and he's probably on his way over here right now to beat your butt. And he could do that.
And would you rather use a boxing glove or wooden paddle?
I would think a wooden paddle maybe in that situation.
Well,
if he was
the answer is you don't get to choose. But
yeah,
you're definitely
Ben Schwartz gets to choose.
But you're definitely going to get pounded for sure. And you don't get to choose how.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you don't get to choose, and he does.
That's riddle me that.
That's not riddle me that. That's would you rather.
That's, yes.
Well, like I said, you don't get to choose what it is because you're in a ditch.
Can we start over?
Yes. That, okay. Yes, I think that's a good idea.
That would be better.
Yes.
Slow and
let's start over and we'll...
Time for
it's time for the popcorn gallery. And you guys get to ask each other a question. I don't know. Just you ask him. You ask Sam a question, Brett.
Sure, ask Sam a question.
Sam, what do you do besides engineer here?
Restore old motorcycles. It's pretty much my only other hobby. Like comic books.
Comic books?
Mm-hmm.
You do that?
You know, yeah, like I read comic books.
Sam, you just know we like comic books, and you're trying to act like you like comic books too.
Yeah, no,
and just be honest.
Just don't try to make it cool, like be cool like we are because we're cool nerds.
No, I'm not.
Just do what you actually like, and you wouldn't know a comic book if it came up and hit you in the butt with a wooden paddle.
And you're never going to learn to ride a motorcycle, Sam. I'm sorry. I'm just saying it. You're never going to get them to work.
No, I really do.
No. They're in pieces on the floor, and you're never going to figure it out how they go together. It's too many pieces, Sam. It's too many pieces.
It's not like a puzzle, which you're also very bad at, okay? It's a machine, and so you need all the pieces to do all the parts.
No, I really do.
You can ride them after you put them together?
Yeah. I restore old bikes, mostly old cafe racers.
Can Brett have one,
Sam?
Can
I have one?
No.
Then... must be
okay,
lying.
So he's covering up.
You just have a bunch of old bikes.
No, it's just another job. People will pay me to restore old bikes and restore them to how they looked.
Well, Sam just got called out, and so now it's Sam's turn, and he gets to ask Brett a question.
What happened to that band you were playing in?
Well, nobody knows what that is.
Yeah.
When I first started here, you were playing in a band. Are you still in that band?
That band's kind of on a hiatus right now because Earwolf has taken all my time, including
now everyone's uncomfortable. Now everyone's uncomfortable. And, Sam, why did you do this? Now everyone's uncomfortable.
That's kind of a personal
waves
thing.
Of nervous.
It's kind of a personal question that.
Oh, what a chore! I have to come in here and meet celebrities.
I've been producing. I've been
and be a part of something that's really big, and so. I don't get to screw around.
Nothing I've ever done has ever gone as badly as this. I'm a hit maker, you understand? When I touch something, it's gold. And when I decide to do you knuckleheads a favor and say, okay, just be the cool guest, down. I'm not going to cool down.
Would you ask me a question?
What?
I don't know why.
Would you ask me a question?
Would I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
This isn't.
Huh?
You did ask him to ask you.
Why'd you try? Why are you fucking me like this? You trying to embarrass me? Huh?
No.
That's a question.
No.
Is this funny to you? This is fun for you?
No, I'm genuinely
to see me
nervous.
Fail? Because it's not going
to
come down on me.
No,
I got a track record in this town.
Yes, and it is true. You got another thing coming if you think that this is going to come down on us because this was actually your big chance and you got to be the guest. And this is what you did. Just think about this is what you decided to do.
So that's our question.
I'm sorry you feel that way. I don't feel like I've had any chance to even be myself.
Okay, well, here's your chance.
You guys
here it is. It's Brett time. This is a segment that we do. It's called Brett Being Himself, and this is the one that everyone loves. This is what everyone's tuning in
for. Yeah, it's number one with a bullet. See you later, would you rather have a riddle? Now it's going to be Brett time, being himself time, and so let's go, starting now.
I'd like to plug some albums I've been working on.
The show is over! It's over. Listen to us on iTunes and talk to us on the forums. And what's the prize?
For the pro version?
Yeah.
Oh, the greatest prize anyone could get. Brett's going to be himself again.
Yeah, Brett, you get to be yourself again.
Who won it? Who won it this week?
I don't know. Well, let's think of someone we want to punish.
Yeah, who should be punished for the way they behave?
Feels like we could punish. Chanson is always deserving of a big punishment.
Yes, I'd like to see him get a good punishment.
So Chanson, you can buy Howard Kramer's album that I produced. It's called Some of This, Some of That. It's out right now. You can feel free to buy it. It's a great reward.
What do they do in that show?
That's actually not a show. Being Howard's show? Who
yes,
charted?
On the up. Yes, obviously that's what I mean.
On that show.
What do they do?
They count down the music and movies chart. And
they just count them. 1, 2, 3. I mean, is this really a show?
It is a show. They talk about the music and movies that they're talking about.
Oh, this one sounded good. Oh, this one didn't sound good.
Are we doing something? Is this what we should be doing? This is the messaging that I'm getting. Because sometimes I look at the views or the listens for these other shows. And this is
a lot higher.
And this is what... Brett? It's just a tone. It's a tone thing. Okay, I'm just asking you to watch your tone.
The information, okay, but not necessarily the way you give it.
And what I'm hearing is this is what you want. You want counting, and you just
you want us to be counting. Oh, this number 5 sounded good, but number 4 sounded not as good. Oh,
if
that's
this is
how
what
it,
you want. Then, you know,
I feel like you guys are defensive. I didn't even say you had to do that. I'm just describing what they do.
Well, that's what you want. So
that's not what I want.
Who else is someone we want to punish by Sam being himself?
Oh, yeah. Sam's going to be himself for you, and...
We could always punish...
Maybe we could punish Hug Life for just not being around.
Yes, Hug
for
Life
so
disappeared. Yes, let's punish Hug Life.
Okay.
Hug Life, I guess he has to...
How would I do that?
Well, you just be yourself for a second, in the way Brett did.
Oh, I guess I'd like to plug something I did... that only helps me.
Yes. Well, he's saying that's what you did, and he's right. Man. He's right. He's actually yes. Yeah. He's crushing.
I'd like to plug the album.
He did
where
the same
money
thing.
Just goes to me.
Yes. Yes. He took
that's what you're supposed to do when you plug something.
Once again, he's disarmed you and taken your blade, and he sliced you with your own blade, Brett. That is what he did.
We'll talk about that, Sam.
Are you sure
I
no
feel like
has
that was fucked
questions?
Up. You had the chance to be yourself, and you fucked me.
I got extremely nervous for the first 40 minutes, and now that it's wrapping up, I'm finally ready. Does anyone have any questions or anything?
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. Oh, oh, oh. The Wolf Dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.